KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, just recapping from the weekend, playoff softball for 4A and 5A schools Saturday night with regional semifinals. Here's a look at some of those area results. In Class 4A, Region 1, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton beating Carroll 10-5, Lamar's over Spencer 4-1. In Region 3, Norwalk beating ADM 2-0, and Winterset, a winner over Newton 8-0. In Region 4, Harlan beat Lewis Central 6-1, and Carlisle topping Knoxville 11-2. In Class 5A play Saturday, in Region 2, it was Johnston over Abraham Lincoln 12-0. Bettendorf beat Cedar Rapids Jefferson by an 11-0 final also. Also in high school softball play, a lot of regional finals set for tonight, including one here in Atlantic. Atlantic will be the host school tonight and a chance to earn a ticket to the state softball championship tournament as they'll host Creston this evening at the Atlantic Little League Complex just across the street from us here out on the north edge of town. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on KJAN. Those two teams battling during the regular season with Atlantic coming out the winner. And we'll have that Class 3A Region 3 championship game tonight for you here on the radio. 7 o'clock is the first pitch. Chris will be on the air about 6:45 tonight to bring you all of that action. 3A regional final tonight. Atlantic hosting Creston here on the radio. Also tonight in action in softball regional finals in Class 2A Region 2, Earlham will be at home. They'll face off against Mount Air tonight. Also, Exira EHK in Class 1A play will be on the road. They'll play at Newell Fonda tonight. That'll be a 7 o'clock matchup. Underwood will be on the road as well, playing at West Monona in a 2A Region 1 championship game. That's also a 7 o'clock matchup coming up this evening. Some of those regional finals around the state. Also on Saturday, it came down to the final batter, and Cade Tickner came through with a huge strikeout to seal the Cam Cougars' 5-4 win over the Bedford Bulldogs in the Class 1A District 13 final Saturday night in a game heard here on KJAN from Anita. Cam came back from an early two-run deficit to grab a lead and then hang on the rest of the way. Bedford had the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at second when Tickner struck out Jordan Perkins to end the game. Bedford jumped on top in the third inning with two runs on two hits and an error from the Cougars. Cam would answer back in the fourth with a big inning as the Cougars sent eight batters to the plate and were able to reach Bulldogs ace Brennan Seffert for six hits in the inning. The Cougars scored four runs on those six hits and left one runner stranded. Ben Tibkin highlighted the inning with a two-run double. Cam added another run in the fifth on an RBI single from Lane Speaker, and that run proved to be very important as the Bulldogs scored twice in the sixth to close that gap to 5-4. Seffert then led off for the seventh with a single. Tristan Cummings bunted Seffert over for the first out. Dylan Smalley then drew the only walk given up by Tickner all night to put runners on at first and second. Silas Walston popped out to short, and then a pass ball allowed Seffert and Smalley to slide over a base, putting that go-ahead run at second. Tickner came through, though, with his sixth strikeout of the game, and after the game, he talked about that big moment.
I just knew I needed to get that last strikeout. We didn't want him to put him in play because they had that runner on third, and I was a little worried about it right away, but then I had confidence, knew I needed to strike him out, and got it done.
Cam head coach Dan Doherty said the guys seemed to get on track at the plate the second time around against Seffert.
We knew that Seffert was good, and, you know, we said we got to cut down our strikeouts. Well, he mowed us down the first three innings. Fourth inning, you know, I think we pieced together four or five hits there. I think maybe they gave us an air to start that inning. But then, you know, Lane hit the ball hard. Colby Rich hit the ball hard. Ben hit the ball hard. Arp had a big hit. Cade had a big hit that inning. You know, so we pieced some together.
Doherty says he's proud of what this strong group of seniors has accomplished.
I told him, I mean, you got to be proud. This will be your third. This is your third district championship in the last 4 years. You know, your third trip to sub-state, you know, and a state tournament when they were freshmen. Three of them started on the infield that year, so they've been big. I mean, they've been huge to the program, and yeah, well, at least we get to play one more game.
The Cougars will now face St. Albert in the Sub-State 7 final tomorrow night. The Falcons racked up an easy 16-1 win Saturday over Sydney to advance. Cam was able to knock off the Falcons 3 years ago to earn a trip to state. Cougar senior Jacob Holstie said they're excited for the opportunity to meet the Falcons again.
I'm excited. It's going to be a great game. I know St. Albert is a heck of a ball club, and so are we, so it's going to be a good one.
And we'll have that game for you tomorrow night here on KJAN. From Clarinda, pregame at 6:45, the first pitch at 7 o'clock. Another 1A District finals on Saturday, Mount Air beat Central Decatur 11-6. Logan Magnolia beat Boyer Valley 5-3. Also in Class 2A play Saturday night, Panorama over Woodward Granger 8-3. Trainer edging Clarinda 6-5 and Kemper Catholic a 4-3 winner over Missouri Valley. In a statement released Friday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association says they plan to start the fall sports seasons as scheduled at this time. The IHSAA is preparing to begin the 2020 fall sports seasons as currently scheduled. First practices are set to begin for cross country, football, and Class 4A golf on August 10th. The health and safety of student athletes and their communities has been the priority as the IHSAA says they work to provide opportunities during the pandemic and will remain so as we move forward into the 2020-21 school year. We'll work to continue with our partners at NFHS and IATS within the state, the Iowa State government, to develop protocols and sport-specific guidance and will adjust as necessary. The Iowa Unified Activities Programs, each member school and participant can determine which activities they sponsor or join every school year, and they plan to issue sport guidance to member schools during the week of July 27th. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says he agrees with the Big Ten's decision to play a conference-only football schedule, even though it cost the Hawkeyes two games against in-state foes. Iowa was scheduled to open the season at home against Northern Iowa and was also set to host the annual Cy-Hawk game against Iowa State.
And both of those games are important to our program and to their programs, I think. I don't want to speak for them, but I think they're important for our state. I've got great respect, certainly I think all of us do in our program, for both those programs, their coaching staffs, their players, what they've done. And in my personal opinion, I think the Northern Iowa, playing them on a regular basis is good for the state. So that's something we fully support, just like the Iowa State series has been great since it got going back in the late 70s, and it's something I think it's very, very important.
This will be the first time since 1976 that the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones have not met.
It's a big game in the state, and it's hard to imagine the years it wasn't taking place. You know, what a missed opportunity in a lot of ways. So, you know, it's just unfortunate, but, you know, it's really hard to get emotional or to have a strong feeling about things like anything right now, quite frankly, because there's just nothing that's what we're used to. There's nothing that we can compare this to.
Ferentz says he's more focused on just having a season.
There's just no way to describe this right now, and we're dealing with what we have to, you know, whatever we can deal with in the smartest and the safest, best way possible. And that's really, so it's unfortunate, it's disappointing, but, you know, there's just really nothing. I don't know what could have been done to avoid this at this point.
Sophomore center and Solon native Tyler Linderbaum says it's disappointing to lose those in-state games. Richard Childress Racing had a successful day at Texas Motor Speedway. Austin Dillon stayed in front after a restart with two laps to go and beat rookie Tyler Reddick to the checkered flag. That gave Childress a 1-2 NASCAR Cup finish and quite a show for spectators spread out in the stands. Dillon raced to his third career win and first since Daytona at the start of the 2018 season. He stayed in front on three late restarts and first after an incident with 29 laps left that shuffled the fast car of Ryan Blaney to a lap back. Joey Logano finished third with Kyle Busch coming in fourth the day after he was finishing ahead of the field in two races. Series points leader Kevin Harvick placing fifth. In golf, John Rahm will move to the top of the world golf rankings after a convincing victory at the Memorial. Rahm closed with a 3-over par 75 for a 9-under total, three strokes ahead of second-round co-leader Ryan Palmer at Muirfield Village. The 25-year-old Spaniard was leading by seven shots on Sunday before a double bogey on the par 5 11th cut into his advantage. Rahm later received a two-stroke penalty after being initially credited with a five-stroke win. To become the number one golfer, Rahm had to win the tournament and hope Rory McIlroy finished no better than third. McIlroy tied for 32nd. Rahm joins Seve Ballesteros as the only Spaniards to reach number one. Tiger Woods carded a 76 for the second time in 3 days, leaving him at plus six for the tournament. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.